fun.
Okay.
Just okay.
Yeah, Mom. I'm the smartest kid in the world. Now, can I borrow the car keys?
No, what happened?
There was some drama in the parking lot. Someone backed into my buddy's car. I'm meeting him at Mako.
Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Now, did you call ahead and make an appointment at 530-226-0992?
Yep.
You are my smartest child.
Mom, I'm your only child.
Uh-oh. Better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call for your free estimate at 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors, then they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God can't buy it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We unfortunately see a lot of kids who have attempted suicide. That is something that we see, I'd say, at least once a shift.
Once a shift?
Yes, unfortunately.
Is there any group that's not being impacted?
No, we're seeing it all. Kids, you know, who come from very well-off families, kids who don't, kids who are suburban, kids who are urban, kids who are rural. We're seeing it all.
That's a dark story from 60 Minutes that we've all heard, that there are record numbers of suicide attempts among young people in depression and anxiety and all that sort of stuff, with a lot of speculation that it had to do with the fact that they were not in school for dang near 2 years, depending on where you lived.
It's undeniable.
Yeah.
And disastrous. Oh, and just as a quick aside, old Randy Weingartner of the National Teachers Union there, whatever their evil union is called, is trying to deny that the teachers unions kept schools closed. They were trying as hard as they could to get them open, Jack. That's the new line. Just unbelievable.
Yeah, and it will probably work with a compliant media. It will probably work. It's one of the worst policy decisions we've ever made in this nation. You know, I'll leave out, you know, some pretty big ones like slavery and whatnot. But
I would suggest that in terms of souls damaged, particularly the souls, the minds, the hearts of children, it is up there with various acts of wanton cruelty that seemed okay at the time, whether internments in World War II or what have you. Not the same, and wrong in different ways, but in terms of the enormous cost to humanity, this is one of the big ones.
Absolutely, like medical experiments we did on various groups of people that we look back on in horror and think, how did that happen? That's the way people are going to talk about this. Years from now, how did that happen? Because are you aware of this? I wish the big media did a better job of this. Europe didn't do it. The international organizations, they didn't recommend it.
Nope.
The United States was an outlier in keeping their kids out of school and in masks.
It was almost purely because Trump said open the schools.
Yeah, right. And was anti-mask. So between the two things, keeping them in masks longer and keeping them out of school longer. The masks thing plays a role, too, I think, in the schools, especially for the younger end of kids.
100%. Yep.
So, and then the learning loss. There's that whole thing and more studies coming out of just how far behind we are in so many things. We've lost, I think I heard yesterday, 2.5 decades of progress we'd made with schooling, in terms of trying to catch up with various parts of the rest of the world. We've gone backwards that much in just a couple of years by keeping kids out of school, which is not surprising at all. And then this, which fits in. Gallup poll that came out yesterday. U.S. education system hits second lowest approval of all time, with Republicans behind most of the drop. Here you go. The poll released found that only 42% of respondents are satisfied with the quality of the K-12 education in the United States. That's the lowest overall number in 20 years, and continues a slide that has gone on through the pandemic, pretty precipitous slide. It's the second lowest reading in the poll's 23-year history when surveying on this topic, ahead of only the 36% satisfaction rating in the 2000 poll. What was going on in 2000 that had people so unhappy with schooling system? I don't recall. If you know, text us, 415-295-KFTC. There must have been some big story, right?
Wow, I'm scanning my memory banks. Dot-com crashed. Were third grade teachers encouraging the kids to invest in dot-com startups? I don't recall that.
Is that when Common Core hit or anything like that? I don't know.
Huh. Don't remember.
Satisfaction among Republicans and Republican-leaning voters have declined a lot since 2020. Pre-pandemic, about half of conservative respondents approved of the nation's education system, which wasn't much different than the 52% of Democrats and Democrat-leading voters. So, you know, in fact, I would tell you that it's within the margin of error. So half of Democrats and Republicans approved of schooling. But now, Republican satisfaction has dropped to 30%. Democrats' satisfaction increased to 57%. In 2021, dropped slightly to 51% this past year.
Wait a minute. Wow.
So Democrats' satisfaction went up several points to 57% during the
pandemic.
During the lockdowns, while Republican satisfaction dropped to 35%.
Moving down.
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that just purely a referendum on the radical theory being taught in the schools, whether the gender theory garbage or the critical race theory stuff?
Or,
I mean, because it's inconceivable. I mean, this makes me mad. It's incomprehensible that any parent would say, yes, I'm more happy than ever with schools during the pandemic. That's absurd.
Yeah, and I was going to say, it's and they liked the shutdowns. So you would just, you know, if a pollster asked you, you'd be pro, oh no, like schooling is great. They shut down and my kid is not learning a freaking thing and
right.
He's suicidal and I think it's awesome.
But everybody knows we hate Trump.
Yeah, exactly, which was the point of your enthusiasm for it.
Wow. Homo sapiens are a crappy, crappy species.
Yeah. The decline in the number has occurred exclusively among Republicans and Republican-leaning adults. So when you hear that overall number, it is quite misleading in that it is just one side of the country. So, yeah, wow. If you look back on the shutdown of the schools, and so that was fantastic. That was great.
Wow. I mean, coming off of the liberal 60 Minutes long, harrowing, sad story about the emotional devastation it's all wrought on our children. On the heels of that, to hear those numbers, I mean, Lord knows there are problems and pathologies on the right, because that's human beings too. But that speaks of a disease, a psychosis among the left.
More enthusiastic.
That's one of the most outrageous things I've ever heard.
More enthusiastic about schooling than they've ever been during the pandemic when the schools were shut down.
What the F is wrong with you?
Is there a single political question, whether it's, you know, you name the issue that isn't just your opinion on Trump? I mean,
right.
That's amazing.
He is
a force that makes gravity look weak in terms of influencing the universe.
You know, it's maybe worth mentioning. That's why a lot of folks are anxious for the post-Trump era to begin and Donald to fade away. Partly because the left is so insane, it's driving horrific and dangerous policies. Now, I totally get if you're saying, well, what are you advocating? Some sort of Stockholm syndrome, you know, situation here where we just cowardly and terrified fashion nominate somebody who doesn't make the left crazy so they won't hurt us? Hey, trust me, I get the irony. If you're thinking that, I see your point completely. But can you, I'm so astonished by the willingness of voters on the left to sacrifice the children to demonstrate their own hatred of Trump. I mean, on a level that, again, is going to be compared, as Jack said, with the horrific experiments on black people, on the mentally handicapped in the early part of the 20th century, the eugenics thing, the internment of the Japanese. I mean, this is an evil of historic proportions, but people are still enthusiastic about it in spite of all the evidence. The New York Times had a devastating piece the other day. The WAPO, everybody's carrying it. The leftiest journalists are carrying these pieces about the terrible, terrible learning loss and emotional devastation of America's children. In spite of that evidence coming from their own spokespeople, their own, you know, mouthpieces, you still have voters saying that. That just, it shows you the depth of the psychosis. It's disturbing.
Mm. Yeah, man, hey, that's an interesting one.
All right, I've made the point plenty of times. I'm going to have to hit the liquor cabinet early or go punch a pillow or maybe a coworker or something. I got to get this out of me or I won't be able to shut up.
Quickly, before we take a break, what entices you about the new iPhone that comes out today?
Mine is old.
That's it. So it's nothing. It's push factors, not pull factors.
Yeah, and I happened to read yesterday that the new one's coming out, and I thought, oh, yeah, maybe I'll just get the new one.
Okay, so it's all push factors.
And I want a better camera.
This camera's supposed to be, the best ever, and they keep improving them. I actually think they're too good.
Well, the last couple of cameras, or iPhones cameras, have been wonderful, yeah, so I kind of want to upgrade to that.
You know why I think...
Wow, what do you mean, too good?
I'll tell you exactly what I mean.
Okay.
So we got a, for Christmas last year, we got, you know, Polaroid cameras are hot again. Kodak, which had stopped making film because, that's over. We better move on to something else, people. That era is over. It's made a comeback. And Polaroid cameras are hot again, and they sell them in Target and everything like that, and young people like them and everything like that. You look so much better. I look so much better.
Oh.
Everybody in our family looks so much better when we took the Polaroid pictures at Christmas because they aren't so perfect.
A little soft focus.
The iPhone 50 gazillion megapixel camera that gets every tiny flaw.
Yeah.
The Polaroid camera, it's almost like it was designed with the Facetune feature on it already. It smooths out your skin. Smooths out your skin.
And smoothifies.
And just something about it. You look better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What a great point. I mean, because you're right. The modern cameras, it's like those pictures you saw as a kid, like a hyper close up of a spider.
Yeah.
They gave you nightmares for a week.
Exactly.
You know, I don't need that of me.
It's like seeing a mosquito's eyeballs. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. There's their kind of a weird looking mole. There's a whiskery mist. Oh, there's a clogged pore.
Yeah.
Oh, look, one of his nose hairs is sticking out. Who wants that?
Yeah. I was looking at the Polaroids of the family we took on Christmas, and I thought, wow, these are way better than any iPhone pictures I've taken recently.
Okay, Boomer.
Wow. Just wow.
Okay,
makes you
Boomer.
Stop and think.
Yeah, it's interesting. Anyway, so get yourself.
Well, and Paul Simon's song Kodachrome is still a great song, too, so play that good and loud. Gives us the nice, bright colors. Gives us the green of summer.
More on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
In a world of takers, Pure Talk wants to give you something. Yeah, that's right. Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, takers. They take too much of your money every month for way more data than you're ever going to need.
Now, Pure Talk is the honest cell phone company who gives you choices. Only pay for the data you need. That's how the average family saves over $75 every single month.
With Pure Talk, it's easy to find the right plan for you and your family. Unlimited talk, text, and choose from data plans from 2 gigs per month to unlimited with a mobile hotspot, all on America's most reliable 5G network.
And here's something else Pure Talk is going to give you. This month, when you switch to Pure Talk, you pay for month 1, and Pure Talk will give you a month 2 for free.
So do this. Dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty to switch your coverage and get your second month free. Dial #250 and say keyword Armstrong and Getty to switch to Pure Talk for simply smarter wireless.
You're going to love Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty to switch to Pure Talk for simply smarter wireless.
Is your prostate secretly being destroyed without you knowing it? All the ads for these prostate pills, like Super Beta Prostate, Saw Palmetto, Prostastream, Prostagenics, and others, want to know which pills work and which are garbage? Now you can. Get a free copy of the new guide, Prostate Secrets, that pulls back the curtain on the prostate pill industry. Learn what is really in these pills. Which pill has over 987 adverse event reports filed against it with the FDA? It's shocking. Learn the one food to avoid that is a prostate killer, and discover the three so-called health foods foods that destroy your prostate. Get your free copy at ProstateSecrets.com. That's ProstateSecrets.com. This free guide will show you how to end your prostate problems without drugs or surgery, 5 important things to do to protect your prostate, and much more. Warning, this guide is controversial and may be offensive to some readers as it pulls no punches. So go to ProstateSecrets.com. ProstateSecrets.com. That's ProstateSecrets.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary, 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device. Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtle. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. While temperatures are heating up outside, cool down as you stroll through Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. If you're searching for a unique gift for a wedding, anniversary, or special occasion, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage may have exactly what you're looking for. They have tumblers, goblets, plates, teacups and saucers, silverware, jewelry and jewelry boxes, necklaces, earrings, elegant pins, rings, cufflinks, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A couple of things coming up worth mentioning, just very briefly. Musicians have all sorts of jokes about drummers, which is unfortunate because a good drummer can make a bad drummer can wreck a band. But turns out the jokes weren't dismissive enough. Chimpanzees have their own unique drumming style. Each chimp, you can tell which chimp is drumming. So you got like a Keith Moon chimp over here. You got like a Ginger Baker chimp over there. Whatever, Charlie Watts chimp, some more on that. Stay tuned.
We got a whole bunch of texts. No Child Left Behind is what most people's guess is. Hit around 2000 when the last time school, public schools had this low an approval rating.
Yeah, that was the Bush administration move to have standardized testing a lot.
Right. Which,
wow, good point, folks. That may be right.
Yeah, which I know one of my kids' teachers really hates teaching to those standardized tests. But anyway, different topic. Hmm.
Yeah, I wonder if that's the case. So we played this late in the show yesterday, but it was one of the most amazing and extraordinary things I've ever heard politically in my life. This is Lori Lightfoot, the insufferable, soon-to-be former mayor of Chicago. If she gets reelected, there is no hope for the city of Broad Shoulders. Go ahead, Michael.
This is creating a human crisis, and treating people without dignity, without respect, it's not what we are as Americans. And it's, frankly, another demonstration of unpatriotic conduct on the part of the governor of Texas.
Okay, I was really hoping for the report. Clip 60 is what I asked for. Do we have that?
In Chicago, Mayor Lori Lightfoot says her city is now dealing with a crisis after receiving another bus of roughly 50 migrants from Texas this weekend. And she is slamming Governor Greg Abbott for busing those who've entered the country illegally to sanctuary cities like hers.
This is creating a human crisis, and treating people without dignity, without respect, it's not what we are as Americans. And it's, frankly, another demonstration of unpatriotic conduct on the part of the governor of Texas.
The very idea that these sanctuary cities, when they get a few dozen illegal immigrants, are being put upon, and it's un-American and unpatriotic and a horror, and we have a crisis here. Meanwhile, Texas has hundreds of thousands of people pouring across the border. There have been a million in the last year. Yeah, Arizona, I haven't forgotten about you, California to some extent, but Texas bears the brunt. The idea that the very sort of politician who was braying proudly, like a Gavin Newsom, like your L.A. and San Francisco city fathers and mothers just shouting about how virtuous they were because they're sanctuary cities. Now you got a couple of buses of illegals show up, and they whine and cry and scream that it's unfair. Good Lord, you people beclown yourselves with skill that the great clowns of history, Pugliacci himself, would salute you.
Wow, you have a name of a great clown at the ready. Okay.
He is the subject of an opera, I believe.
Okay.
Hey, Pugliacci! Sir, I'm very cultured.
I'll take your word for it. I don't do opera. You teased the other day most and least regretted majors in college, and I just saw a headline about that. That sounds like a fantastic topic, so maybe we should do that at some point. Do you still have that around?
I can get it.
Yeah, because that was that's pretty good. That's pretty good. This is not good. This just
By the way, the answer is it's the stupid ones. People who have the stupid majors, they realize how stupid it was, and they regret it.
Oh, right. Real life. A job. Crap. I wish I'd have thought about that.
Nobody wants to know about my gender studies.
My go-to babysitter as a single parent announced last night she's leaving. She was my go-to, gonna get me through the school year, handle my life, babysitter, announced she's leaving. And it's just like, I can't get it off my mind. It's such a devastating blow to my life. If you've been in that situation, you know what I'm talking about. This just in, the IAEA, which regulates atomic energy in the world, cannot provide assurance that Iran's nuclear program is exclusively peaceful, and their uranium stockpile is now over 19 times the limit of the 2015 deal. We'll have more on that later, but that's troubling.
Oh, boy, these times are spicy and getting spicier.
No kidding.
Because that could turn, like, crazy spicy.
And imagine if that's going on while you got a stupid major that you grabbed in college. If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hi, this is Lisa Booth. With so much instability and inflation in the world, I recommend protecting your retirement by diversifying with gold and silver. I recommend Bishop Gold Group. Bishop Gold Group sells physical gold and silver delivered to your door or put directly in your IRA. Call now and tell them Lisa Booth sent you. Dial #250 on your mobile phone and mention keyword Bishop Gold or visit bishopgoldgroup.com. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from Bishop Gold Group.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job, So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/...
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Founded in 1895, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
For years, the Redding Rancheria has given back to our community. Friday, September 9th, marks the 20th anniversary of the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. Since its inception, the fund has granted approximately $3.8 million in support of our community. This year, we will be celebrating 66 organizations that we have been able to help, with an evening surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping us to continue the cycle of giving. The 20th anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund dinner is brought to you by this station and proud sponsors.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today. Whether you're squeezing in that last-minute summer vacation, taking the kids back to school shopping, or even back to school, don't forget to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes,
people, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Guys, I read that an E. coli outbreak linked to the lettuce at Wendy's has now spread to six different states and sickened 97 people. Ooh, yeah. Meanwhile, Chipotle heard that was like, 97? Please, we do that in a day.
Wow.
That wasn't really a joke. That was just a you suck Chipotle.
Wow. Hey, they had a little trouble with, what was it, Funky Beef or something? Everybody makes mistakes.
Did he get bad service one time waiting for his carnitas burrito? I don't know. Interesting opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal. Does everyone really need to go to college? Fitting in with the whole student loan bailout. Maybe our problem is too many people are going to college. More on that in just a second.
Wow, how interesting, because I just came across the headline also in the journal, the $670 billion college industrial complex is under threat from online school.
Oh, I was hoping that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, that MOOCs, the online college thing, was just going to really revolutionize. I've been waiting for this because I don't want my kids, if they go to college, to pay the ridiculous prices. And I've been waiting for this whole online thing to completely upend the cost thing. But so far it has not.
Yeah, yeah. Well, speaking of college, turns out about 40% of people regret their college major. It's heavily weighted toward humanities and arts. Almost half regret their major. And, you know, depends on what perspective you look at it from, but if almost half of people who've enrolled in a program say that was a mistake, I mean, can you imagine what the Google rating would be for that? Or, you know, the number of stars on Amazon or what have you?
Right.
You would never buy that product.
No, absolutely not.
Half of the people said this sucks.
Yeah, so, I want to hear more of this, but I wonder how much of it is like, really the definition of regret, like that was a terrible idea, or how many of them are, you know, I just got older and my interests are different than they were then, and you know, if I had to do it over again, because I think that's where I am. I don't think I made a bad decision at the time, but if I were doing it again now, I would do it differently.
Yeah, well, maybe. Although
but then I think some of them are just flat out stupid. It's a ridiculous thing to waste your time and money on major X, I think.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out. It doesn't say how recently those people graduated. That seems to be rather an important factor, but journalism sucks these days. In second place, right behind at 46% or so, is social and behavioral sciences. Your fake gender studies and ethnic studies and just the social sciences, please. You can learn everything you need to know in, you know, a few afternoons of reading. Obviously.
I'll bet it feels good to be part of that community while you're in college, though.
Oh, absolutely. But then you get out saddled with that and you find out you have knowledge that not only is useless, but it annoys the hell out of anybody you try to tell. Interestingly, a little over 40% of people who get vocational and technical training wish they'd done something different.
What percent?
Just over 40.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, that's an interesting clap back. Maybe just about half of people just regret what they decided to do when they made their decision at age 17.
Yeah, it's more heavily weighted. I mean, the top two are humanities and arts, social and behavioral sciences. It isn't a huge gap, though. Yeah, I think, I don't like this as much as I thought I would. is a fairly common expression that human beings have. On the other hand, the least regretted in the 20s is engineering, and in second place, computer and information sciences, although that's almost a third of people regret that.
So very specific skill set that prepares you for a very specific job. Of course, that's what VOTEC is.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, there is an inevitable 20% or so, I would say, of people who say, I don't like this as much as I thought I would, or turns out this is not what I want to do, which is fine. Make that decision. Don't live your life miserably. Move on. Do something else. But it's, I mean, if you were looking at this bar graph, here it is. I can turn my computer. It's like twice as almost. No, it is twice as many people in humanities and arts as in, for instance, engineering.
Yeah, that's a tough one, though. And you do have to make a living. That always needs to be the backdrop of all these discussions. You have to earn a living somehow. So yeah. Whether or not you kind of regret it, are you able to make a living? Because that's the whole goal. Like, I had a friend. He's one of the smartest people I've ever known. He had a PhD in a specific kind of biology. And he really hated the track he was on in his life, but he just felt like he's way too invested to go a different direction at that point, he felt like. And he just was tired of it. It was something he was really interested in, and he just got tired of it. You know, a very specific thing for how many decades do you want to...
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and I think the other part of this, and we're going to get into it, is that a lot of programs in colleges are merely the cush. You don't learn anything. You stay in a fancy dorm. You drink and get high and fornicate. And then you get a piece of paper at the end, even though you've hardly learned a damn thing. And that's allegedly your entree into the upper crust of American society. And I think people come out with a fair amount of debt and realize they haven't learned a damn thing worth using. And they realize that they've kind of been had. They have their diploma, at least sometimes. Boy, the people who never get the diploma and just get the debt, that's such a sad thing. I've known some of those people. But, yeah, I think they get to the end and realize, wow, I've been had.
But so, well, I got a question. I got another question that I don't know anything about, but I'll tell you about it right after this.
Yeah, a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security, who are going to protect you and your family and the stuff you love from scumbags taking it from you. Let's be frank here. Mm. And you can customize this system to your home, your concerns, what might afflict you and your family, whether it be break-ins, burglaries, fire, flooding, medical emergency. What a great system.
Yeah, 24/7 professional monitoring. You wouldn't think you could get that for about a dollar a day, but you can from Simply Safe. It's simple in so many ways. Simple to order online. We'll tell you the website here in a second. You click around, customize it to your home. It comes to you. You set it up yourself in about 30 minutes. Wins all kinds of awards, like up against much more expensive, much more complicated systems. Simply Safe works about a dollar a day, no long-term contract. Nope, you're not going to be locked in for a year or two.
And Jack makes a good point. You're actually going to use SimpliSafe because it's not all complicated and full of weird codes. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplisafe.com/Armstrong. Use our code, claim a free indoor security camera, plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
You know, I might start boosting catalytic converters. I was just reading how easy that is to do and how lucrative.
I don't know. I wouldn't be good at, like, crawling around and ooching under the cars. That's just a man of my years.
So how many jobs, I keep coming across this, how many jobs in the modern world do you need to have a college degree to get? And if you know the answer to that, maybe text us, 415-295-KFTC. I've read a couple of different articles talking about how we need to do away with that, that it's become a thing. I haven't applied for a job in, like, 30 years, and I was a disc jockey, so nobody ever asked me for a college degree. But I understand it's fairly common now to need to have a college degree, even if it's got nothing to do with the job you're about to take. And I feel like that's part of the whole college industrial complex, is that people that went to college and prize college are saying, we'll only hire people that also went to college, even if it has nothing in particular to do with what you're
right.
doing. So that's what the ticket is to the upper crust, because those things don't match up, those things you said. Statistics show, studies show, people are coming out of college not learning anything. Well, then why? But statistics also show you have a much lower unemployment rate. You're going to make a lot more money over your lifetime. Those things don't match up. If you're not learning anything, why are you so much more employable and earn so much money? only really if we've decided that's actually like the golden ticket. We're not going to hire you unless you have a college degree. We don't care if you learned anything. It's just a thing we do here.
Yeah. Theoretically, well, you know, let me say this. I think the elite of our society, and we're both pro-learning and pro-education, but the elite of our society have managed to infuse the culture with an idea that if you don't go to college, you're either kind of a dummy or you're a work with your hands sort or something, but you're certainly not a I use my brain to make a living type.
That doesn't fit with the reality at all.
Oh, I know, but it is, without question, a cultural assumption,
mm-hmm.
I think. With people who don't think about it, think that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to admit that it's kind of even infected me to some extent. When I think about it, I think, no, that's ridiculous. I've known brilliant people who didn't go to college.
Oh, yeah, but I have to talk myself out of it. Oh, and I know lots of young people that went to college and are doing just the most mundane of things right now. And I think, what did that benefit you?
But anyway, what I'm going to say, though, is that the gigantic multi-billion dollar, it's two-thirds of a trillion-dollar college industrial complex, has, and they own the media and government and education, obviously. They have spent the last, you know, half a century communicating that very thing. If you don't have a college degree, you're probably a dummy, and
right,
probably we shouldn't, a company shouldn't even look at you.
So you've got three kids, work age kids. Do they run into that a lot? You have to have a college degree to get a job?
I would have to ask.
I don't.
Two of them, no. One of them, definitely, yes.
I keep reading that, and I don't think that was true when we were younger, but then again, I was applying for disc jockey jobs. That seems like an odd thing if a lot of companies have just decided that's kind of a thing. We need to, we need your social security number, we need your name, we need your address, and we need to know that you went to college.
Yeah. Again, two of my kids are working in jobs where the answer would be no. If you're capable and show up and you're smart, they're fine with you. But one of them definitely needed a college degree. But, you know, it depends. Varies field to field. The point is, it should not be ubiquitous. It should not be an assumption everywhere.
No, it should vary field to field. I'm perfectly fine with that, obviously. I would like doctors to have a medical degree. I'm a big proponent of that. But just the blanket, you have a college degree in something to do a cubicle job here, that's not helping the world, I don't think, at all.
Right.
More on that later. We didn't get to this Jason Riley piece in the Wall Street Journal. Are too many young people attending to begin with? Degrees have benefits for many, but not for all. We'll talk more about that later. We got other things we got to get to. It's a busy day. It's a big world. There are a lot of things happening.
Maybe you're in a rock and roll band and you think we'd be better off with a trained monkey than this drummer. Well, you might be right. Chimps have unique, and I know chimps are apes. Don't write me an email. Each chimp has a unique drumming pattern.
Do we have audio on this?
We could make some up during the commercials.
Okay, so there's not audio of monkey. I thought we were about to hear monkeys playing drums. I was pretty excited, but
well, let me check.
That among
hey,
other
Hanson,
things.
Get to work.
That among other, go get yourself a monkey and a drum set. More on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Judy and I love HelloFresh. Every week, the recipes showed up with the food, everything, the ingredients pre-measured, and we eat such a variety of delicious food now. Never have the, what do you want to eat tonight? I don't know. What do you want to have to eat tonight? Oh, we love HelloFresh.
Man, we're going to lean on this now that the school year is up and running. First of all, it saves you money. Cheaper than the grocery store, 25% cheaper than getting takeout. And HelloFresh lets us choose from over 30 weekly recipes, 70 seasonal and convenience items every week, including quick and easy meals, all the way to delicious snacks and sides.
They even have family-friendly baking kits, so you can do that together. Get 16 free meals across 7 boxes with the code ARMSTRONG16 at HelloFresh.com/ARMSTRONG16. The code is ARMSTRONG16. HelloFresh.com/ARMSTRONG16.
30 weekly recipes, 70 seasonal and convenience items every week.
We are absolutely sure you're going to love HelloFresh at HelloFresh.com/ARMSTRONG16.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution. DuckDuckGo.
It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more, all for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
If you or someone you know was diagnosed with cancer or another serious condition due to toxic water exposure at Camp Lejeune, that's a lot to process. So where do you start? DDHelps.com. Start there to find everything you need to know about who qualifies, as well as a simplified version of your legal rights. From how to handle the claim yourself to when you may want to get an attorney involved. At Dudley DeBosier, we're proud to serve those who served us. Visit DDHelps.com. That's DDHelps.com.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
NFL regular season about to start. Biggest, most popular show in America. Might look a little different this year. Tell you about that in just a second or so.
Yeah, first this information about the drum and chimps. And there have been times in my musical career that I was really tempted to go there.
Now, yesterday you had saxophone playing dogs. Today it's drumming chimps, okay?
Yeah, indeed. Researchers who followed and studied chimps in the Ugandan rainforest found that the animals drum out messages to one another on tree roots. And the signature rhythms allow them to send information over long distances, revealing who is where and what they are doing. Now, the headline is that each chimp has its own signature drumming style. And that's what caught my eye. But are you kidding me? You got chimps sending each other personalized Morse code messages with tree roots. That's kind of the headline.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Yeah, this doctor from the University of St. Andrews explained that the wild apes use huge tree roots as a large wooden surface to drum with their hands and feet. If you hit the roots really hard, she says, it resonates and makes this big, deep booming sound that travels through the forest. We can often recognize who was drumming when we heard them. It was a fantastic way to find the different chimpanzees that we were looking for. So if we could do it, we were sure they could too. And each male chimp the scientists found used a distinct pattern of beats. They combined it with long-distance vocalization called pant hoots. And different animals drum at different points in their call. So it'd be like, woo! Woo! You know, that's one example. Ooh!
I'm sure you could come up with endless examples.
Oh, I've got quite a few if you'd like to hear them. Ooh, 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 ooh. Anyway, that's probably enough. Wow, that's something though.
That's probably enough.
Wow.
So, what's the fastest growing form of gambling, Joe? Wrong. Sports gambling.
Oh.
Is the fastest growing, and there are a bunch of propositions that are about to take effect in California. California may legalize sports betting without knowing how many gambling addicts it has, it says here. Well, okay, whatever. But Prop 27 in California, which is led by online gambling companies like DraftKings and FanDuel, would permit online and mobile sports wagering. Meanwhile, Proposition 26, which is backed by Indian tribes that own California's casinos, would allow Californians to legally bet on sports solely at tribal casinos, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, there are a couple of different ballots initiatives coming up with the opportunity to expand gambling. It all has been accelerated by the 2018 U.S. Supreme Court decision. I don't know if you remember that. Striking down a federal law that effectively banned it. So it's off to the races, and a lot of the things some people have predicted about gambling exploding is happening. But I understand, Alex, you know more about this than we do. The NFL is embracing gambling for the first time?
Oh, absolutely. They've embraced it the last couple years. Last year, they got $1.8 billion from the likes of DraftKings, BetMGM, WinBet, a bunch of the big casino-backed gambling.
Almost $2 billion.
Yeah, they get a slice of the pie.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, there's only 21 states that fully embrace online sports gambling, but I think that's the big thing behind these casino-backed gambling apps is that if we can get the NFL behind them, and because the NFL is the biggest TV show, like you said, if we can get behind the NFL and they really push it on Sundays, we can get more states to accept online gambling and then further the revenue stream.
Well, push it on Sundays, that's what I was wondering. So how far are they going in terms of catering to the idea that people are gambling?
No, every other ad on Sunday is BetMGM, and they get celebrities. You got a Kevin Hart ad about Bet Caesar. There's every ad break, there's a gamble on the NFL.
Well, and I mentioned a couple of weeks ago watching golf telecasts. They have it come right up on the screen there. If you bet, I don't know, whatever, Jason Day to win, you're plus 2,100. That's how much you can make. And they have a chart of the various guys who are near the lead that you could bet on during the telecast.
Now, that used to all be illegal because they thought that would end up getting to players or coaches or whatever, and people would be doing things to. But that worry has gone away?
Well, there's no stopping it. Would you agree, Alex? It's so ubiquitous, it's everywhere all the time, that they are thinking, well, we might as well get our cut.
Well, it's interesting in an aspect because the NFL, it's great for them, but they had a player in the Atlanta Falcons, Calvin Ridley. He's been suspended for the full year for gambling on the Falcons. He wasn't even on the team. He was hurt the whole season last year, and he was betting on his team to win. He had no information whether they were tanking or whatever. And so they suspended him for that, but yet they still push this multi-billion dollar advertisement campaign. It's just murky waters for the Shield.
So I have one question. As a Californian, years ago, I had an online account with some, I can't remember, one of your big sports betting outfits that was offshore or whatever. I never even, it never even occurred to me to ask, is this legal in the state? What does that even mean? It's the internet.
It's one of those things, too, because I, without incriminating myself, I'm in the same boat. And
yeah, we got like 10 seconds left.
There's a way. They'll find a way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to talk more about that. If you miss an hour of the show, you can grab the podcast. It's Armstrong and Getty On Demand. Armstrong and Getty On Demand. California hasn't set enough money aside for gambling addicts. So now we got to pay to rehab gambling addicts? Fantastic.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.